Advent series. A few weeks ago, we had Advent number one with our creepy little lady here. She's here because she's wearing the ears, sporting the ears, because Zechariah and Elizabeth listened to God. And that's important. Not that the other characters in the Christmas story didn't listen, but they're a great example of it. And then we had this stool here because Joseph and Mary believed God, believed in a way that they stood on his, what he said. And today we're talking about the shepherds who obeyed God. And they obeyed and they went when they heard the message. So we want to put these up here to remind us to obey, and obedience comes out in our actions. We actually go somewhere. I realize that I didn't finish telling you last week's story. I said it at the beginning and then I had too many notes at the end and I didn't tell you one of the stories about believing and acting on God. And does he still do miracles? And he does. He does miracles. We've seen it in several different ways. But I told you last week, started to tell you, about a man in one of our former churches who had a huge tumor growing in his head, and he wouldn't have known about it except it affected his hearing. And he went to the doctor to get his hearing checked, and they found this big tumor in there. And so we're praying for him as a church, and things are going on. He keeps meeting with teams of doctors and whatever else. How do they respond to this tumor in his head? And as they came back to us, they came convinced that they had heard God and that they believed him and that God would bring healing, but he was going to bring healing through the doctors. He wasn't going to do it. He could do that as well. But what they were really asking us for prayer for was that he would wake up and not be angry. See, whenever you have brain surgery, opening up your head, it hits all your nerves up there. And I guess it's one of the hardest places for nurses to work, in the recovery room after there's been brain surgery, because nobody wakes up in a pleasant mood. So they said, would you pray specifically for this? And he woke up and he was this calm, gentle demeanor like he usually is. And as they went for follow-up checkups for the months and years after that, the staff there were all amazed in Calgary. And they went, that's never happened before. And it was an incredible testimony to the power and the work of God. Yes, he still does miracles. He still speaks. He gives specific promises. And we can know them and believe them. It's not only, like I said earlier, that Zechariah and Elizabeth listened, but other characters in the Christmas story listened to God. They heard the message. Now it came through an angel. It's pretty hard to ignore an angel when you're terrified of them. And Joseph and Mary weren't the only ones that believed in a point that they stood on it. And the shepherds aren't the only ones who acted. But there is some things that I want to look at briefly here this morning about obeying God, like the shepherds did. They obeyed. I forgot my Bible down there. I'm going to grab it. They obeyed God. I'm looking at Luke 2 here. Some of this was read for us already this morning, and we'll read a little bit more of it. And it's first thing about obedience is really, when it comes to God, obedience is virtually assumed. Once he's given his message, those who love him will obey him. Truly, disciples are obedient. If they've surrendered our allegiance to a new God, the only living God, then obedience is assumed. And it's assumed right here in this passage. And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now the defiant attitude would say, not if I don't go there, I won't find it. I'm sure we've all experienced that or felt that. But it's assumed you will find. You've heard this message. If you believe and you obey, you will find. Obviously, if we don't listen, we don't hear, we don't believe, we don't obey, we miss out on an incredible thing that God would have for us. I'm going to spell a little word here this morning, just so you know where I'm going. Jesus is the great I Am, and his disciples are all these things, A-R-E. So the first thing about obedience is that it's assumed. That's the A. It's assumed. Obedience is just natural for a disciple, or it ought to become that. We're learning how to do that. But it's not only assumed, there's a risk involved. They were out watching their sheep that night, and they need to leave their sheep. And it takes a risk to follow God. We go somewhere. We leave from where we are, or we are obedient in staying. And there's a risk involved. You leave something that's important. You put it aside going, no, this is God. He is leading me, and that's reflective of my life. I've surrendered to him. Again, those who love me will follow me, will obey my commands. I want to tell a story on myself here of a time of disobedience. And surprisingly, it was when I was in seminary, working on my master's degree in theology, in following God, working to become a pastor. And I actually came up against some challenging personal things that I really didn't want to face. And I knew God, I could hear him. And I believed it was God, but I kind of tried to tune it out, that he wanted me to stay for a third year of seminary at the time. And I could justify it in my own mind. Here's why I should go and take this the youth pastor position in Southern Ontario. But I knew deep down, though I wasn't saying it out loud, that I was being disobedient. And I was running away from what God had for me because it would be too hard. The risk was too great and the cost was too great. And I didn't want to face that right then. And so Beverly and I moved down to Southern Ontario, Leamington, and we were there for only a year and a half as a youth pastor. It's a terrible way to do ministry. Ministry is relational. It's long-term. It's built over many seasons of life. And a year and a half just doesn't really cut it. Now, God can work through that, and he did work through that. But ultimately, I resigned. We moved back to Alberta, and I needed to take some time to deal with what I could have dealt with years before. And I missed out on some of what God had for me through disobedience. But there's other times where we do obey. Like the shepherds, and they go and they see the Christ child. He's been promised. Hundreds of years, God's been silent, but he's promised the Messiah would be born. And those shepherds took the risk and put some other stuff aside, and they went. They obeyed. I wonder if there's something this morning that God's bringing to our minds. He's invited us, but we're more focused on what it's going to cost us than on obeying. And what are we going to miss out on? And maybe he's just bringing that to our minds now. Is there an area of life where we're maybe tempted to or are actively being disobedient? And he's going, this Christmas, don't miss out on what I want to give you. Will you obey like the shepherds did? Obedience for a disciple of Jesus Christ is assumed. There is a risk. There's something that's going to cost us. We follow him and not our own way, just like we've pledged. We've said we would. And thirdly, the A-R-E is exciting. They went and saw the Christ. And they were so excited. Listen to the last part of this chapter, these verses. Suddenly a great company and heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go and see." Lost my spot. "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were told them, and they saw just as they had been told. It's exciting life following God when we obey, when we really hear God, and when we believe Him in a way that leads to action and obedience. It's incredibly exciting, and we become part of His story. They go out, and though their testimony, as was read by our candlelighters this morning, their testimony isn't legal in court, but people believe them there. They could believe their testimony because they could see a change in them. We have a testimony as well. Those of us who have come to faith in Jesus Christ, we can experience Him on a daily basis and become so excited about Him that, like they were singing earlier, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Brothers and sisters, there's people we work with, we go to school with, who are walking in blindness, and they're not celebrating Christmas, they're just celebrating getting something that they really want. But it doesn't really satisfy their real needs. And we have an incredible message, and it can be so exciting. Yeah, it's going to be risky. Wow, you want me to open my mouth with my coworker? Or somebody I go to school with? Yeah. Exactly. We follow Christ and we go, we testify. Here's the reality of what's gone on in my life and the incredible change He's made. And we invite people into relationship with the living God. We don't do it all ourselves, right? The shepherds encouraged one another. Let's go see, right? Anybody that comes and sees me, I automatically think of who else could have influence here and move someone towards what God wants to give them. And we connect them. We all play different roles. I think I've mentioned here that I would say I really don't have the gift of evangelism. But I somehow, my role in evangelism is going out there and meeting people that I don't know before and introduce them to other believers who have the privilege of being there when they come to faith in Jesus Christ. But I seem to have my role as one of the players in it, introducing them to other believers. What's our role in bringing glory and praise to God? All the shepherds that go home and they're just praising God and glorifying Him. Maybe we don't see them doing active miracles because we're not listening, believing, or obeying. What would happen if we do these things? And it's not a big horrible burden, right? I think of that song, "Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe." O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience is. And it sounds like something, oh, we gotta do this. Oh, and it's just such a drudgery all the time. But it's not. It's exciting. It's something we get to do. It's something natural for a disciple of Jesus Christ to live this out and live in obedience. And I tell you, it's way easier. I remember those years and that conflict when I knew I had been disobedient, in choosing in disobedience to go to that church. And then it wasn't a good fit. It's not a good way to make a decision. I'm leaving this rather than I'm choosing to go to that. But like I said, God is gracious and there's lots of things to learn, but boy, those times where I am really surrendered to what He has for me and obedient and following actively are much, much better. And the joy and the excitement and other things flows out of me in ways I don't even recognize. He starts working through me and impacting people. And sometimes it's not that evident that I've pushed through any risk or something hasn't been a great cost to it. Yes, there's times there is, but there's incredible times where He just flows through us. And following God, there's no life like it. Like, I know there's some fear sometimes. Oh no. But if I get too obedient, He's going to call me to be a missionary in some long lost whatever, and life will be horrible. Right? Really? We think, isn't that kind of some of our feeling? If we get too much over there, too into obedience, and just following wherever He says, He's going to ask us to do something that's just terrible. There's that sentiment out there. Maybe you don't have it. Hope not. But He gives us the desires of our hearts. And He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He's inviting us to something incredible, transformational, powerful, not for us alone, but for the whole world. And He invites the shepherds into this journey, and because they obeyed, they went away praising God and glorifying God, and they couldn't help it. It wasn't something that they, well, we're supposed to come and praise God. They left, and it was just natural because they'd seen Jesus as He truly was. Don't miss Jesus as He truly is this Christmas. Have our ears attentive and listening, believing what He says, that He will carry it out. They could have strategized, debated over, well, what's the chances of there being a baby in a manger wrapped in cloths this time of year, right? But they believed and they obeyed and they went and they become part of the story. We need to be part of the story. No, we get to be part of the story. And it's exciting. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we've heard a clear presentation this morning. How You broke into history unlike You'd ever done before. You'd spoken through angels before. You spoke through a burning bush. Other ways of revealing Yourself to us, Your people. But You came as God. God and yet fully a person, fully man and fully God, Emmanuel, God with us. And it changed all of history. Previous history looked forward to and longed for the day You would come. And our history and our present day, we look back. How You completely changed history. You opened up a way that we can obey as well. We couldn't really obey You apart from You. But You made a way we can be in relationship with You, Jesus, where we can hear Your voice. We can believe You and we can obey. And I pray You just reveal Yourself to us here this morning. Not just reveal Yourself to us. I pray You would reveal Yourself to us. And we would hear. We would respond. We would take the risk, set some things aside, that we could live the abundant life like You've promised and You've made possible for us. We wouldn't live with apathy and complacency anymore and making every decision on its own, whether we're going to obey this time or not. Well, when I'm convinced, I will. And when I'm not convinced, I won't. But that we would be in the habit, the regular thing would be to obey always, knowing that You are good. And You are leading us for Your glory and Your sake. And may, as we encounter You, it become natural for us to make You known and to go tell it on the mountains and everywhere, Jesus. Permeate our hearts and our minds this morning. Free us to live as Your disciples this Christmas. I pray it in Your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.